Blog Talk Radio.
What difference if I hail from North or South, or from the East or West? My heart is filled with love for all of these. I only know I swell with pride and deep within my breast I thrill to see, O glory faint, the breeze.
Sergeant Shriver, the Kennedy
Kennedy's in-law, married his sister, Eunice Kennedy. James Winston Watt, I don't know if he's related to the other Watt I mentioned earlier, the inventor of the steam engine, but he was a graduate of the Virginia Military Institute, went to University of Virginia Medical School, and he was one of the inventors of frontal lobotomy. And this, he is the one who performed an unnecessary frontal lobotomy on Rosemary Kennedy and left her an invalid for life. It's just one of the horrible things. And, of course, today is the death, or yesterday was the death of Sergeant Schreiber, the brother-in-law of the Kennedys. And one of the things that happened, it was a guy named Freeman that worked with Dr. James Winston Watt, who's in the same category in some people's minds as Mengele, Dr. Mengele, the notorious Auschwitz doctor. What they did was they came up with this thing called ice pick surgery. This guy Freeman, and he was associated with Winston Watt, and but the thing became very controversial. Winston Watt, James Winston Watt, disassociated himself, but I think the damage was done with his relationship with this guy Freeman. And, of course, frontal lobotomy has been discredited, and so now people have these who are diagnosed with these mental problems are given Thorazine, which has controversies about that. And then today is also the birthday of one of the first major black entrepreneurs, James H. Johnson. Worked in Chicago, started Ebony Magazine and one of the black channels, and was helpful to people like Oprah Winfrey. And then among the actors, quite a few actors today, we have Guy Madison, who did some westerns and also did a film about the Civil War, about bringing cannon up to a mountain. We have Fritz Weaver, starred in quite a few movies. Jean Stapleton, who a lot of people thought she was a bimbo, but she was a Shakespearean trained actress, and she is 88 today. And then of the media people, Robert McNeil, with his Canadian accent still, was part of the McNeil-Lehr PBS news report, which was respected at one time. It's been increasingly, they don't do their research or rely on people whose research is faulty or don't do any research at all, or have an agenda. Among the other actresses today, Tippi Hedren, who was in the film The Birds, the Hitchcock film set in Northern California, and then Ursula Andress, she was in one of the James Bond films. I think she was in Goldfinger, and then the singer Dolly Parton, supposed to be born today. And then among the deaths, we have Desi Arnaz Jr. His mother was Lucille Ball, and Desi Arnaz Sr., who was from Cuba. And in 1927, we had the death of Charlotte Carlotta, the Empress of Mexico. She was the consort, the wife of Maximiliano, who Napoleon III set up as Emperor of Mexico, much to the Mexicans' disgust, and they revolted, with a guy, an Indian named Benito Juarez, who was the first Mestizo president of Mexico, and they did this dirty deed, the meddling in American affairs in this hemisphere during the American Civil War. Lincoln did not have the time to deal with these usurpers down in Mexico. So a famous movie starring Betty Davis and Brian Ahern called Juarez. Now, this Juarez has a connection to the Steve Neri case. His great nephew, Raul Vicente Almazan, family was originally from Mexico, and they fled to the Philippines. Mexico City, when the Spanish ruled their part of the world, in this part of the world, the hemisphere, Mexico City was the administrative section of the city that handled administration for the Philippines and the Spanish possessions in North and South America. Then the decisions that were handled in Mexico City were then forwarded to Madrid. Then we have, among the other deaths today, it's a great film, C. Juarez. It's a very fine film. And also Paul Muni, who is the uncle, he's dead now, of Michael Tilson Thomas, who was a Jewish family, of the Jewish theater in New York. And he also played Paul Muni did a lot of socially relevant films. One of them was an escapee from a chain gang. He also starred in the Dreyfus film about how Colonel Captain Alfred Dreyfus was railroaded through a kangaroo court onto Devil's Island in Guyana, which has its connection to Jim Jones and San Francisco. And it was a typical one of the worst miscarriages of justice. It took him about, I think, 9 to 11 years to clear his name. He was cleared of espionage. They tried to get him to commit suicide, but he didn't. And he served in World War One. His nephew, grandnephew, is Richard Dreyfus, the actor who was born in Evanston, Illinois. He also starred in the latest film on the Dreyfus case. He played Colonel Picard, who was head of French counterintelligence. And there are more movies about the Dreyfus case on this particular subject of military injustice, kangaroo courts, than on any other topic. They're in foreign languages and three in English. Then also the other great march music composer, Richard Franco Goldman. He died today. And then this is important because of all the financial manipulation that's going on with Goldman Sachs and Wall Street. William O. Douglas was appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court after he was a Yale professor and the first head of the newly established Securities and Exchange Commission. Now, the whole idea, Douglas was a liberal leftist from Washington State, and he believed that the role of government was to revitalize the American industry, which had been corrupted by all the financial manipulations. So his idea and other professors, Adolph Burrow and other people who worked in the FDR administration, believed and worked to get to use these government agencies to regulate the economic entities in the United States. And we've seen that this has not worked out with all of the financial manipulations and scandals, and there's still more of them that Wall Street people like Goldman Sachs and other these big institutions and banks have ripped off the American public. And then today, Douglas was involved in a scandal. I think the Parvin Foundation, a nonprofit group operating in Las Vegas, Nevada. There's some questions about that in his later life. And then among the great inventions, this is important to people who are survivalists, about you don't have to have, canned food does degenerate. You should watch on the bottom of the can, you should watch the expiration dates, because if you use food that's gone beyond that date on the can, you could be poisoned. Now, on this day in 1825, Ezra Daggett and his nephew, Thomas Kensett, invented and patented the storage can, and President Monroe granted them the pattern. Then in 1903, getting on radio history, which is something we are doing, the first transatlantic radio broadcast from the United States to England occurred. Excuse me, it's sort of bloody cold. And we're just going to play some radio history, Will Rogers to Caruso. And Will Rogers, the great political humorist, he never used vitriol and all the things that some of these people are using today who call themselves commentators and news people and comedians. They're really sarcastic people, and they should get off the air. But anyway, this is part of radio history. These are coming from the Western Public Radio, KLW, and the Verzola Carson Historical Archives. And here is Will Rogers to Caruso.
Dancing at a Reisenwimmer's restaurant in New York. And while the nation danced, one man watched it all and discussed the topics of the day. He was Will Rogers.
Now, folks, all I know is just what little news I read every day in the papers. Everybody's talking about what's the matter with this country and what the country needs. What this country needs worse than anything else is a place to park your car. What our big cities need is another orange in these orange aid stands. I'm off Ireland for home rule from now on. I read an Irish paper the other day and says liquor is 18 cents a quart. Can you imagine a nation wanting more freedom than that?
Florence Ziegfeld kept bringing Will Rogers back to his follies year after year, and Rogers was a hit as usual. The year was 1914. By this time, the First World War had started. In England, they were singing It's a Long, Long Way to Tipperary. In America, they first sang I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier, but that changed to I'm Proud to Be the Mother of a Soldier Boy by 1917. Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Katie and Hinky Dinky Polly Voo became pop hits. And Over There by George M. Cohan developed into an unofficial anthem, much as God Bless America did 25 years later. Lillian Russell, Douglas Fairbanks, Mary Pickford, William S. Hart, and Jack Dempsey sold war bonds. And thinking of more peaceful moments, Earl Carroll and Enrico Caruso wrote a song together called Dreams of Long Ago. And the great Caruso recorded it.
Victor for years had the dog looking into the big horn and the big phonograph, and they couldn't use strings. They had to use woodwinds to augment the music because they didn't have the technology to pick up all the nuances and the high pitches. So that's why you hear a lot of that, even ragtime. And how the recording industry and broadcasting has progressed. Here's some other interesting things that have happened on this date. The U.S. Senate voted against the League of Nations. Even if we had been in it, with Woodrow Wilson had his way politically, that wouldn't have prevented World War II. At least that's the opinion of other scholars. And then we had, this is why L.A. has this big smog problem. In 1938, General Motors started the mass production of diesel engines, and through all kinds of financial and political and other devious manipulations, they destroyed the transit system, public transit system down in L.A. in Southern California, and that created this. These diesel buses helped create that massive smog problem, which we still have, or they still have today down there. And then jumping ahead, in 1952, the PGA, the golf tour, they approved black participants. So this is one of the things that made it possible for people like Tiger Woods to play professional golf. And then in 1966, the first woman to become Prime Minister of India, Indira Gandhi, who was related, who was the daughter of Nehru, she became Prime Minister, and she was also one of the first women in this century to be assassinated. In 1970, the controversial black communist Angela Davis was fired by University of California at Los Angeles. And then in 1970 also, and this relates to the Steve Neri case and a lot of controversy about homosexuals in the judiciary, Nixon was very angry at the U.S. Supreme Court, so he nominated G. Harold Carswell, who had been busted. A lot of controversy about this Florida politician who was a mediocrity at best, and one of the U.S. senators says mediocre people in the country have a right to be represented. Anyway, he was busted in the public toilet, and then several years later, he was assaulted and beaten up in a hotel room because he invited a homosexual, apparently, to his room, and there was some kind of, there was a bashing, let's put it that way. He had asked for it. So the U.S. Senate rejected him, and then Nixon came up with a judge from the Fourth Circuit, which is in Virginia. They sit in Virginia, the Fourth Appellate Circuit, and it was a good judge, but he was also rejected for the U.S. the seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. I've forgotten his name. Shame on me. But that also, the Fourth Circuit is very important because the judge down there, Vincent, who's related to the late Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, Fred Vincent, was born on January 22nd. He's hearing the attorney generals of Virginia, Florida, and I think it's 26 other states which want to join in or have joined in this suit against Obamacare. And then John Mitchell, an attorney general of the United States, was released on parole. He was busted in the Watergate scandal. And just goes to show you about the lawyers, in which I have long talked, that it's an occupation. It's not even a profession anymore. Whores have more honor and integrity than some of these judges and lawyers. He was released on parole in 1979, and then his wife, the famous Martha Mitchell, used to make these phone calls until they shut her up. And he was also, John Mitchell was the second Attorney General of the United States to be busted on corruption. There was the one in Harding's administration and the Teapot Dome oil scandal, which also brought down a U.S. senator, and it's kind of funny. His name was Albert Fall. Boy, did he fall. And that, he was from Arizona, also a lawyer, or had a law background. And then people who are concerned about tracking down all the World War II war criminals, Klaus Barbie was arrested in Bolivia. He was involved in the horrific torture of a French resistant leader. I think Molin was his name. But anyway, Barbie was extradited back to France, where he was tried, and he died. With nobody's shedding tears except the old neo-Nazis. And then today, also, this is important, getting back to, my notes here, we should realize that we bring up this issue about the law schools, that there are 140 publicly, in California alone, 140 publicly funded institutions, and there are many law schools, publicly funded ones. There are separate ones like University of San Francisco, Golden Gate, Lincoln, and some of these are not accredited, McGeorge up in Sacramento. But the question, a lot of people are starting to ask the question, do we really need all these lawyers? And much of the corruption in Congress, the latest, is John Edwards, U.S. Was senator from Carolina, I think it was North Carolina, and now he's under investigation for laundering money and a few other things and the dirty things that he did to his wife, who was dying of cancer. Other lawyers was Barney Frank, who ran a call boy ring in Congress. You had this guy from Connecticut, Thomas Dodd. Fortunately, he's dead politically. He was involved in the HUD and the Freddie Mac scandals. There have been other lawyers, and then, of course, the controversial Joseph Lieberman, another lawyer who's involved in embraced the gay agenda, and a lot of people who are Orthodox Jews are just appalled at this crotch politics agenda that he got himself involved in. So the question is, do we need all of these publicly funded law schools? Do we need all these lawyers? And when the nation is graying, we need more health maintenance workers. And even today, even if Obamacare is overturned, there are doctors who just don't want to deal with the political manipulations. They have enough problems trying to stay out of malpractice lawsuits and the workload, and it's not the rewarding Hippocratic oath situation that a lot of doctors who went in went into the profession because they wanted to help heal people and keep them healthy. Now they've got to fight all these political battles, and they don't have time for this, and why should they do this? Thanks to corrupt lawyers who have their own agenda. So we'll be back Friday, and it'll be a full hour, and something has come up on Tucson, that whole thing, a new slant. Not a slant, but an aspect that nobody has really looked at, or if they've looked at it, they're not talking about it. So we'll end with our favorite ending what's the reality of politics in this country, and here we go.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bet.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey,
Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Mike, why?
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace bet.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of jacks, bet out.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrade.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Pride, I hope when you think of it, I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Play for a pot, that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck.
Yep, this is Peter Paul Verzola. We're not stacking the deck. We'll see you Friday at 5 o'clock, a 1-hour show. Good night.